Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Gazette on Middays with Thunder on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Learning new things on the board with Mitch Thundernellis, proving once again you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you can hold his hand while you do it for him. Thank you to Charlie Usen. Joining us now on The Fan, USA Today Packers beat reporter Ryan Wood. Ryan, how are you, sir?
I am great, and I'm just thankful that I am not in charge of the technology because I am the least technological person that I've ever met. So it's good that it's out of my hands.
Well, we appreciate that. I've run audio boards for about 25 years. I've never run the software that we run here. I've never been trained on the software that we run here. And so we're just like, sometimes when things pop up that I don't understand or know, we just have to wing it. Or one of the guys who like wasn't even alive when I started in radio comes over and helps me. And I appreciate that. So thank you to Charlie.
No problem.
That's how teammates support each other. Right, Ryan?
That's right. That's called complimentary radio. And how's this for a segue? A lot of complimentary football here in Green Bay first 2 weeks.
Yes, let's go. Yeah. Absolutely. Before we get to the Packers, anything you learned around the NFL with the Packers having a Thursday night game, having an opportunity maybe to watch more on Sundays, or I don't know if you Red Zone Channel, or I don't know if you just take the day off and don't even pay attention to football, but then with a couple Monday night games last night, anything you learned around the NFL with the Packers playing Thursday night?
Well, you're right. It was nice just to be able to kick it on Sunday.
Agreed.
And just enjoy football and not have to work. And I love my job. I love the
course,
work.
Of course.
Every once in a while, it's nice just to have some beer and watch some football. You know what I mean? Look, I learned that the Lions don't suck, right?
If
you left the opener against the Packers saying, well, maybe the two new coordinators, the Lions aren't that good. No, nope, that's not it. The Packers are just that good.
Yep.
And conversely, and
the Bears might suck.
Exactly. The Bears still suck. And J.J. McCarthy, I don't know if I see it yet. It's early, so I'm not going to write him off yet. It's two starts. Jordan Love had his moments in 2023, okay? It wasn't until the second half of 2023 that Jordan Love looked like Jordan Love.
All right, Ryan, but real quick. Ryan, you are a writer who, and you shared this with us last week. You really like the story. You enjoy the storylines, correct?
That's right.
I got a storyline for you. I made this one up. It's a month into the future. The Vikings have the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Browns the next 3 weeks. What if Carson Wentz goes 3-0, and then what if he beats the Eagles? And then J.J. McCarthy's ready to come back and healthy, but Carson Wentz goes 4-0 against the
I thought about that because here's the thing.
I want the drama.
No one expects Carson Wentz to do that, but tell me you expected Sam Darnold to be a Pro Bowler last year.
No, right, exactly. Right? Thank you.
What I don't understand about that Vikings offense is that you have Justin Jefferson, TJ Hockenson. I know Aaron Jones got injured, but even with Aaron Jones on the field, you're surrounded by playmakers. You got Kevin O'Connell. Like that is a paradise situation for a young quarterback, and you can't move the ball. Like you can't look competent in that situation. That's why I think it's very damning. It's not like he's in football Siberia. There's a lot of pieces there in Minnesota for a young quarterback, and it just does not look good. So maybe Carson Wentz is able to do what Sam Darnold did last year. That would get very interesting. I mean, the Vikings made it very clear. They are tied to their investment there.
Yes.
They want their investment, as they should, a top half of the first-round quarterback. They want him to succeed. That would get interesting, but it's got to be better than what it's been.
I just wonder if that turns into an investment that they table for a year and end up having to look at next year because of Wentz playing well. But then what if Wentz goes on a losing streak? They put McCarthy back in. And then I'm just here, you know, I'm Michael Jackson eating the popcorn. I just want to see drama in Minnesota. I want to see chaos in Minnesota. I am here for it. I just want to laugh a little bit. And I feel like the Vikings are laughable, you know, at this point, if their quarterback situation goes sideways. And if Seattle keeps winning too, by the way.
Yeah. You know, the Seahawks obviously going 1-1 and Aaron Rodgers not looking like he had the same zest against the Seahawks as he had against his former team, the Jets. Yep. Now, as far as the NFC North goes, it's split down the middle. There's the haves, there's the have-nots. I mean, the Lions are going to be around. They're going to be, you know, that Thanksgiving game in Detroit still looms. They're not going anywhere, no matter how good the Packers looked against them week one. And then the Vikings and the Bears, you know, the biggest thing with Chicago, they were supposed to fix that offensive line.
Yes, right? They were.
Like that was – They were actually, you know, being adults and doing their chores and actually caring about the offensive line.
They
and not
signed
just the toys on
they
the
signed
outside.
27 offensive linemen in the offseason, I think. Yeah.
I can't tell. No, I can't tell at all.
Nobody can. It's absurd.
No. No, I mean, I can't watch those two teams, the Vikings and the Bears, without – All right, my favorite movie all time, Field of Dreams. You remember when Moonlight Graham is – He gets that chance, and he winks at the pitcher, and he gets a buzzsaw to his head, and he asks the ump, hey, ump, how about a heads up? And the ump says, okay, how about you watch out and not get yourself killed? Like, I feel that way about this Packers defensive front and pass rush going against the Vikings and the Bears.
Yep.
Quarterback, how about you watch out and not get yourself killed? Because those offensive lines, how are they going to block the Packers? I don't see it.
I agree. Ryan Wood joining us here on Middays with Thunder. Speaking of offensive lines, I can do segues too. How's Zach Tom? Some Zach Tom news, or Matt LaFleur talking about Zach Tom, at least during his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, we don't know, because Wednesday's when they get back on the field. That has been the padded practice. They didn't practice at all last week on the short week, obviously. Matt LaFleur did say that Zach Tom feels better. He's dealing with the oblique injury, which, I mean, above all things, you can just be thankful he's not a pitcher. Because in baseball, you get a pitcher with an oblique.
Yep. No, we know.
That's a bad news Bears, right? It's a lot different for a right tackle. But we'll have to see how he gets through the week. That's what Matt LaFleur said. He's going to get the week in Wednesday, Thursday, practice Friday, and see if he can go. Because when you look at this matchup, there's only one area of concern with the Cleveland Browns.
He's it, right?
That's it. It's Myles Garrett.
Yep.
And so you'd like to have Zach Tom on the field to help your quarterback.
Absolutely. How important with Tom and, you know, if Banks can be healthy, if not with Kennard or Belton or Morgan, how confident are you in the Packers being able to slow down Myles Garrett, who is tied for the league lead in sacks, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, Matt LaFleur has asked this, you know, what do you do if it's Darian Kennard or Anthony Belton? And he said, we got options, and that's code for a lot of chips and double teams.
Yep, some tight end work. Yep.
That's constant. You're going to see a lot of chips and double teams if Zach Tom's not able to go and Myles Garrett lines up on that left side of the defense. So there's ways to do that, and I do think that it helps that the rest of the Browns defense doesn't exactly scare you. So you can devote extra attention to Myles Garrett and not be all that worried about other guys winning their one-on-ones. But that's what you'd see.
I saw you guys also had some time with Christian Watson yesterday. Is that right?
That's right.
Extended, but also like ready to go today, Christian Watson, not able to go today, of course, because of the rules, but like he'd beat me in a race today. That's for sure.
It's so interesting with him because there's this internal tug of war where it's been over 9 months now since surgery. He feels good. He's able to not just run, but cut. He can plan. He feels ready, but he also knows that this is a team that has some very significant aspirations this season, that Christian Watson needs to be fully, consistently able to go to be the best version of this offense that they want to be, which is Christian Watson deep. And he's wanting to go, but he's also wanting to be smart. You know, I asked Christian Watson, he mentioned, you know, just learning from his past and not getting on.
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Onto the field before he's ready. I asked, could that maybe be a lesson you learned late last season? Because in December, Christian Watson bruises his knee against the Saints. He misses one game. The Packers offense looks putrid without
it really did.
Christian Watson against the Vikings. They have no semblance of a deep passing game. And then he comes back a week later, 2 weeks after that bruised knee, and it, on his 10th snap against the Bears, he crumples to the ground. He has a torn ACL. I asked, is that a lesson? He's like, yeah. You know, he had passed every medical clearance check that you could, that he needed to get on the field. But he still wasn't able to run and do his job in a way that he wasn't compensating for that bruised knee.
Got it.
And then was it when you're compensating
mental? Was it
other places,
mental or physical or
just think about when you're just let's say you even like a stubbed toe or something, something minor, because we're not athletes. We go through minor things.
Yes.
You're fresh off a stubbed toe and it's like feeling better but not quite right. You might still be favoring the other foot.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
You're not there yet. And so on a much higher scale, Christian Watson is favoring the other leg, and there's an ACL. So to him, he wants to be back. He expects in 2 weeks when that practice window on IR opens that he will practice, but there's a ramp-up period. He's got to get in football shape. It's different just running compared to actually playing down in, down out, and he wants to be very deliberate, make sure that he's not on the field full-time until he can actually be on the field full-time without any setbacks, ready to go.
Ryan Wood joining us here. He writes for USA Today, Green Bay Packers, a beat reporter, joining us on The Fan. Any other highlights from Matt LaFleur or from any of the players yesterday during availability?
You know, I think this week is all – it's so different than the first 2 weeks. You know, first question I asked Matt LaFleur game week going into week one about the Lions was – is this easier? You know, every week's 1-0, and you want to win every game. Every game matters in the NFL. But this is the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
You know what this situation is. Is it easier to kind of get your team up for a game like this? And it's like, yeah, I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. The last two, when you're playing the two-time reigning NFC North champion, when you're playing the NFC runner-up from last season, you don't have to say anything to get the troops motivated. They know what the situation is. When you're playing the Cleveland Browns, that's entirely different.
Yes.
I asked Xavier McKinney yesterday, okay, you're not playing one of these two teams. You're playing a team that you're not going to disrespect the Cleveland Browns, but you know that they're not the same.
Right.
How do you get up for that? And he said, you have to come with the same enthusiasm. You got to come with the same mindset. And that's part of being a professional.
That's
what this week is.
That's great to say, but how do you do that? Like, did he have any answers on, you know, tricks to just, like, to not let it be lip service, but to actually make sure the team is ready?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, as David McKinney's telling me this, he's trying to get himself into this mode of the Cleveland Browns are an up-and-coming team, and there's some talent there. And I'm like, well, they just, you know, lost by 500 points to the Baltimore Ravens last week. So,
true.
You know, but, you know, maybe turn on that week one film. They only lost by one to Joe Burrow, you know. And the reality is that in this league, this should be a blowout this week, but in this league – any team can win on any given Sunday. There's professionals on both sides, and you have to be cognizant of that so that you don't overlook an opponent. But that's what this, you want to talk about trap games early in the season. I mean, that's what this is, and the Packers are wildly more talented than the Browns. They have to go out there and show it.
Absolutely. Ryan Wood joining us here on The Fan, as he does every Tuesday at noon. Also, you can hear him with Sparky. You can hear him with Mason throughout the week. Your Mets didn't. I thought your Mets were going to help us with the Phillies a little bit. Your Mets didn't really do that for us.
What is baseball? Is it still baseball season? Can I just like cry uncle here and be out, let out of baseball? See, it's
I mean, you
just,
can, but the Mets, you know, the playoffs start today. The Mets are still in the playoffs.
That won't last.
Barely.
I've been through this 2007, 2008. This is a September collapse. I know what it is when I see it.
We're still focused on keeping that 1.5 game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies for the overall best record. 12 to go. It is really the home stretch right now. That's for sure.
Would have loved to see the Mets help there. Yeah, I was brought in that line.
I know. I thought, you know, they're in New York. I thought maybe you could steal one. Like, what, you know, just didn't. You know what? It happens sometimes. Anything else you want to leave us with, as the Packers go to Cleveland? And, some people said, could this be a trap game because of what it means for Micah to go back to Dallas? And obviously we'll talk about that next week. But I think for the team, like, that's not really a team thing that are like, you know, if they were playing Philly next week, yes, that would be like a look ahead to Philly. I don't know that they're really looking ahead to Dallas. But any other tidbits about the Cleveland Browns or this matchup that are on your mind?
No, I wish I had something for you here, but it's the Cleveland Browns.
That's the right answer. But by the way, Ryan, that is the right answer.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
this is a business trip. It's their first road trip of the season, but this is a business trip.
Yep.
This is a game that the Packers should absolutely win by multiple touchdowns.
Yep.
If they don't, there's a concern there. I mean, I don't think it's like the end of the world, but it's a concern there. This is an opportunity for this team to go out there and be professionals and take care of business.
Did you know that Jaden Daniels got hurt Thursday night? Was that?
I didn't.
Yeah,
that surprised me.
That was kind of weird yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I didn't. So he's hurt. JJ McCarthy's hurt. Yeah. Quarterbacks, Joe Burrow.
Yep.
I mean, and that's what. Think about this. When's this team feasibly going to lose for the first time? I mean, look at their schedule.
People are already saying 8-0, Ryan. People are already saying it. And I don't love saying it. I'll repeat it because other people have said it. But people are already saying 8-0 is a possibility.
Like, let's get the caveats out of the way. There's always a surprise loss for every team every season.
Sure.
Okay. So at some point that's going to happen. That's the reality of this league. Any team can win on any given Sunday because they're both professionals on both sides. But if you look at the schedule, the Browns, the Cowboys, who have looked completely unimpressive.
Agreed.
The Jake Brownings. When is this team going to, the schedule the Cardinals, is just the wide open.
The Cardinals could be, I mean, the Cardinals are a decent football team. They're not a great football team, but traveling, And
Phoenix,
yeah, that could be.
You'll forgive me if I'm not too concerned about that matchup.
I mean, the Packers should be favored in that one, but that, you know, that's one. And then the next week at Pittsburgh, I think a night game. If that could be a wind game, that could be a wind game. That could be a weird weather game, which honestly could affect Aaron more than it affects Green Bay because he's old and old guys don't like weather. We've learned that. From our last two quarterbacks in Green Bay, but that's another, who knows what the Steelers are doing then, but then the Panthers, and then you get to that Eagles game. And it's like, you know, I don't know if we've done it in Sharpie or just in pencil or in highlighter. I mean, we've all circled November 10th, right? Like that week.
Yes.
We already can't wait for that game.
Well, it feels like
Monday night Lambeau gold package. So everybody from Milwaukee will actually show people in Green Bay how to cheer, right?
It feels like this conference is on a collision course for a rematch of last year's wild card game at Philly, only in the NFC Championship game, destination TBD.
Yeah.
So you want that game in Green Bay, obviously. The fact that you have a home game against the Eagles that could maybe potentially see how it shakes out, but might have something to do with that. Yeah, that's certainly a game that looms large.
All right, and real quick, I'll give you the other question that we've been throwing around here. If I gave you to win the Super Bowl, if I gave you the Packers, Eagles, Bills, and Ravens, and I got the 28 other teams, are you taking those four or are you taking the 28?
That's a harder question than people might think because I know the Chiefs are 0-2, and I know they have not looked good. But until Patrick Mahomes has been completely out of it, I'm not ruling Patrick Mahomes out of it. I have very few rules, but that's one.
That's a good one.
I will not say that he's done.
He is not dead and buried yet, right?
Yeah, I think right now everyone would, the natural thing to do is, okay, you take those four, because yeah. It sure looks like those four are the cream of the crop. But I'm not ready to say the Chiefs are done. I'm just not.
Yeah. I think I know the Packers handled them, but I think the Lions might have a word with that as well. And remember, you know, when I ask you that question on September 16th, I can ask you that question again on November 16th, and it's a very different question, because no team looks the same 2 months from now based on injuries, based on surprises, yeah. Whatever might happen.
Injuries. You yeah. know, that's the one, because this Packers team doesn't really have holes. I mean, you want to talk about the holes that you've seen from the first 2 weeks. Okay, they gave up garbage time touchdowns in both games. They have too many special teams penalties. Do you know, I'm not saying that's okay. I'm not saying that's good. But do you know how many teams in this league would love for their biggest issue to be special teams penalties? Like, you know what kind of a pampered life you're living when that's the biggest gripe that you have about your football team?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one to live in. That's a good neighborhood to live in, that's for sure. Ryan Wood, beat reporter for our Green Bay Packers with the USA Today and all the different papers they own around Wisconsin, around the world. You know, you'll find if there's an article about the Green Bay Packers, it says by Ryan Wood, and that's his Twitter as well, by Ryan Wood. Follow him there as well. Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on today. It was a blast.
All right, take care.
Yep, talk to you soon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.